Shalom Aleichem, everybody. We continue learning about a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there is no regular day in the Beis HaMikdash. And we're doing this by looking at the Avodah of the Korban Tamid, by going through the Mishnayos of Maseches Tamid, and the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. At this point in the day, dawn has come to Yerushalayim. The sun has not yet risen, but dawn has come, and the limbs of the Korban Tamid have been placed on the Kevesh, on the ramp of the outer Mizbeach, and the inner Mizbeach has been cleaned, and most of the lamps in the menorah have been cleaned and relit. And now the Mishnah in Maseches Tamid at the end of Perek Dalet and in the beginning of Perek Hey tell us that now, after all this has happened, the Kohanim head back to the Lishkas Hagazis. As we discussed in a previous FMM, the Lishkas Hagazis is the chamber to the north of the outer Mizbeach. I sent a diagram with this FMM to help visualize the layout of the Beis HaMikdash. And we discussed in the past that the Lishkas HaGazis is where the Sanhedrin sits during the day, and it's also the place where the lotteries take place. Two lotteries have already taken place, and two more will take place soon. So the Kohanim go to the Lishkas HaGazis, and now it's time for the first Tfilos of the morning, a shortened version of the Tfilos that we're familiar with. When all of the Kohanim get there, a Mimune, one of the full-time Kohanim who works in the Beis HaMikdash, says to everyone there, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, make one bracha, say one bracha. Which bracha do they say? The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and the Rambam, Paskins, like this Gemara. The Gemara says that the Kohanim say the bracha of Ahavas Olam, the bracha that you and I say every morning before Kriya Shema. Ashkenazim begin the bracha with the words Ahava Rabbah. That's the first tefillah the Kohanim say, Ahavas Olam. It's the second bracha that you and I say every morning before Kriya Shema. What about the first bracha that we say before Kriya Shema, Yotzer Or? The Rambam explains in his Perush of the first Mishnah in the fifth Perek of Maseches Tamid that the Kohanim will say the bracha of Yotzer Or later, after the sun rises. And then after the bracha of Ahavas Olam is said, the Kohanim recite the Aseres Hadibros. Why now? The Rambam and the Bartanura, Rav Avadya Bartanura, who died in 1515, both explain that the Ten Commandments summarize the very fundamentals of our faith, and it's very fitting that they be said by the Kohanim every single morning, very publicly, in the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, you and I should theoretically say them every single day as well. They technically should have been included in our tefillah every day too. However, the Gemara in Maseches Brachos in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi explain that if the Aseres Hadibros were incorporated into our daily tefillos, some heretics would look at that and say that the Aseres Hadibros and only the Aseres Hadibros come from the Torah. They are really the only important parts of the Torah. After all, they're in our tefillos. But the rest of the Torah is not that important. That's what they would say. And we say Chas v'Shalom, every single word and every single letter in the Torah is divine and meaningful. That's what we believe, and we don't want anyone thinking otherwise. So in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim say the Aseres Hadibros every morning so we and they can internalize and learn from their significance and importance. But we don't say them in our tefillos anywhere else in the world so as not to send the wrong message, God forbid, about the Torah. So at this point in the morning in the Lishkas HaGazis, the Kohanim say Ahavas Olam, they say the Aseres Hadibros, and they also have a few more tefillos. The Mishnah tells us that they then say Kriya Shema, all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema. And I'll add parenthetically that this point in the morning is not the best time to say Kriya Shema. Dawn has arrived in Yerushalayim, but it's not the optimum time to say Kriya Shema. We won't go into the specifics now, but the best time for Shema is a bit later. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says in Maseches Yom Adaf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis that the Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash say Kriya Shema now, because afterwards they're going to be very busy with the Avoda, and the fear is that they'll forget to say Shema later. So the Kohanim say Shema now, and then they say three more brachos. We say many more in our tefillos, but the Kohanim for now say just three more brachos. One is Emes V'Yatziv. That's the bracha right after Kriya Shema. And the second bracha they say is the bracha of Ritzei, where they daven that their avoda be accepted and loved by Hashem. And the final bracha they say for now is Sim Shalom. And there is one more tefillah actually, that the Kohanim say at this point, but they only say it on Shabbos. Shabbos is the day where the Mishmaros switch over. We discussed the Mishmaros in FMM number 3. I'd be happy to send it to you if you'd like to hear it again. But in any case, the Mishmaros switch on Shabbos. So when they switch, there's another tefillah that said, it's a beautiful tefillah that said, by the Kohanim finishing their work week of service, and it said to the Kohanim who are coming in now to begin their week of service. And what do they say? They say, may he, may Hashem, may he who causes his name to rest in this house, may he cause ahava, achva, shalom, v'reus, may he cause love and togetherness and peace and friendship to rest among you. What a beautiful way to end the tefillos for now. More tefillos will be said later, but these are the first tefillos said in the Beis HaMikdash each morning, and next time, God willing, we'll begin looking at the next stage of the morning's avoda, the ktores. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Amir Tz Hashem, I will see you next time at the Mikdash.